Now, the brand Vodafone will be no more come early next year. The tech giant is rebranding its name to One New Zealand, or One NZ for short. Vodafone says it's doing it to better reflect New Zealand and its development from a global group to a domestic operator. And Jason Paris is, of course, the Vodafone CEO and is with us right now. Evening, Jason.
Good evening, Heather.
What's the reaction been like?
Pretty positive across the board, actually. So most importantly, our customers all seem to love it. I think the thing they love most about it is that we're bringing a lot of money back to New Zealand, because a lot of people probably don't understand that when you're using the Vodafone brand in a market like New Zealand, you pay a lot of money for that privilege. And as we rebrand to One, it'll mean that all that money will be reinvested back into Aotearoa, which is a good thing.
Heard from TVNZ about the One News brand at all?
Yeah, I had a couple of conversations. I used to work at TVNZ, so I know a few of them pretty well. I think anyone who's maybe over 40 will remember it. Anyone who's under 30 will go, what is that? But, you know, what I've said to the team is One, the TV One brand, used to stand, or, you know, when it existed, stood for New Zealand and credibility and trust, and they're all good things that the One New Zealand brand will stand for as well.
It sounds like, have you heard this from, because I've heard this from a few people, it sounds like a political party.
Well, it's definitely not the intention. We want to be a digital services company versus a political party. No, I haven't actually heard that one.
Jason, it takes a little while for something like this to settle on people, right? You know, I mean, I remember the telecom branding to Spark, we didn't like it, and Shell going to Zed, we didn't like it. How long do you reckon it's going to take Kiwis to kind of settle down on this one?
Pretty quickly, to be honest. I think most Kiwis know that, yeah, like, name is always subjective and people have an opinion on it. What really matters is the actions and the stuff that you do behind it. So is the connectivity going to get better? Is my service going to get better? Am I going to get better pricing? Am I going to get better products and services? As long as we deliver those types of things, I think people will be pretty happy with the brand. And the thing I like about it is that's, you know, definitely the intention behind the name. One, to be iconically New Zealand, all the best things of New Zealand, you know, diversity, inclusion, but then also, in terms of One, we want to make it simple for our customers. So one click, one call, one bill, one plan. And we're not quite there yet, but that's our intention.
Is it quite nerve-wracking to do something like this as the guy in charge making the calls?
It can be, but I tell you what, good team. And so you have trust in them. And I was at Telecom when we made the move to Spark, so I've got a bit of experience there. One of my owners was Infratil, and they did the Z Energy change. So both of those were very successful, and we're confident this will be successful as well. But it's a big step, but I have to say the reaction from our customers today has been really positive. But as always, the proof will be in the pudding. Right? What's the action you're taking? What are the things you're going to be doing to make sure that this brand is successful versus the name itself?
What do we call the Warriors then?
The One New Zealand Warriors. So the mighty Vodafone Warriors will now be the One New Zealand Warriors. And I have to say, next year is our year.
Oh, jeez. Of course it is, Jason. And you know what? Next year is your year. I'm not sure about the Warriors. Hey, thank you very much, mate. Best of luck with that. Jason Paris, Vodafone CEO. I've got to tell you, One New Zealand Warriors doesn't actually sound that bad, though, does it? 11 past 6.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.